Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
If you're buzzing around the city's east side, do not be alarmed if you see a huge pile of trash outside an abandoned home on Holbrook Street.
It's not Dirtbag Nick,
and it's not his apartment. Surrounding neighbors are concerned for the pile that lays 8 feet wide and 8 feet tall, not only because it's attracting rodents and roaches, but also because there was animals trapped inside the house.
Whoa, God.
Corey, get this. 25 cats and 2 litters.
Oh.
To be exact. So a spokesperson said from the mayor's office said that the city does own the property and the city of Rochester is aware of the issues and they're actively working to address them. The front of the property will be cleaned up today and enforcements are going in. It was like a hoarder situation.
Yeah, seems like it. That is terrifying.
If you want to adopt one of those cats, you can reach out to Hearthside Cats Incorporated. So,
a 25-year-old Georgia woman ordered a Moana cake.
What?
For her birthday.
Like the Disney movie?
Yep, from her local Dairy Queen. But the DQ misheard it as marijuana.
Oh, that happens to the best of us.
And ended up making a weed-themed cake instead. Complete with a stoned green pony. Quote, I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were just like, let's throw a little pony on there, said Kenzie Davis. It had red eyes. It was smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of pot leaf on its bottom.
Oh.
Davis ate the cake anyway and said it was both hilarious and tasty. Again, this is one of those situations where, thank the Lord, they just laughed at it and they didn't start some kind of crazy controversy.
Yeah, that could have gone one of two ways.
I mean, like, let's be real. Honest mistake.
Yeah, it happens. Whatever.
Honest mistake. And honestly, really went for it. Really went for it.
Full send.
Yes.
We've been seeing and hearing the buzz about the gender pay gap in recent news, but New York State has expanded a law prohibiting gender pay discrimination, making it illegal to pay someone less based on factors such as race, religion, and gender identity. The new law also changes a legal standard to pay equally for... It doesn't ask... your other employer what you made at your past job.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
That's a big factor.
I don't know if that helps or hurts, though. Like, I understand that it certainly can be an issue if you say, well, I made this, and then they were thinking, well, I was going to spend, you know, give you more.
Right.
But it also works the other way.
Right.
If you're not
going to leave a job.
If you're expecting to make X because you've been making that for so long, mm-hmm. and the new job is like, no, we're going to pay a lot less, then, yeah, I don't know. This could be a double-edged sword.
Governor Cuomo signed the changes Wednesday in Manhattan just before joining the women's soccer team, the parade in New York City because they won the World Cup. But yeah, so.
Well, and they famously been demanding equal pay. Yep. They want to be paid the same as the men's soccer players.
So.
Which, honestly, the women's soccer players should get paid more because they are better.
True. I think this is a step in the right direction.
Probably fair. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, a video went viral yesterday from a bagel shop on Long Island in New York.
I saw this.
Yeah, apparently a woman smiled at a guy in the store, which randomly set him off on a rant about how women on dating sites refuse to go out with him because he's short. Listen to this.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay. Women in general have said it on dating sites.
Triggered.
You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared.
He did want to step outside, actually.
You shut up, too.
Just like
go ahead and attack me. Okay, stop.
I just wanted bagels.
The woman who was filming it, by the way, said that she started filming because she was kind of scared and wanted to make sure she had it captured on film. But yeah, so the person he was saying, shut your mouth, you're not God or my father or my boss, was apparently a taller guy that was standing there. Then he got so riled up that he started challenging those taller guys, and they started to fight him. And there at the end, you heard when the one guy accepted the offer and tackled him to the ground.
Yeah.
The cops came, but shockingly, for as chaotic as that situation was, no files were no charges were filed.
You're not God, my father, or my boss.
That guy's an angry little man.
Those are the only people that I really care about.
That's Napoleon complex at its finest right there.
Wow. You should go see that video. I'll post it on our Twitter.
Yes, please do. But, I mean, I see his point.
What?
He's not.
That's so easy for you to say, 7 foot tall skyscraper,
no,
Corey James.
Listen, I mean, I haven't
coming to the 5 foot man's defense.
I haven't experienced it personally, but I mean, let's be honest. There are many, many women out there who have the rule, I will not date a man who is shorter than me.
You think she was like smirking maliciously at
no,
him?
I don't think she was smirking. She smiled.
Okay.
I think he's just put up with this for his entire life.
And, so he just kind of snapped in the bagel shop in Long Island.
Yeah, like, oh, a woman paid attention to me, but I know she's not going to want to date me because I'm 5 foot four. But here's the thing. It doesn't work like the other way. There's women who are like, you know, 5 feet tall. They're dating
right.
giants.
Ariana Grande and Big Sean.
So I can understand the frustration. Should he have gone off like this?
He flew off the handle, Corey.
No, he should not have gone off like that. But I can understand the frustration and that, yeah, let's be honest here. When it comes down to it, it's a little discriminatory to short people.
Do you think he was lying about his height on dating sites? Is that why he kind of snapped? Or
no, I think he was being honest about it. Although, the fact that someone said, you're short, you should be dead, seems a little excessive.
That is a tad aggressive,
right?
But... Hey.
So, yeah, we'll have that video up as well, up at 98pxy.com. That's also where you can vote for today's 7 or Sensible. Got to jump back into that. Rescinding someone's boat invite, not because they're too short, but because they're no longer single.
A lot of feelings.
Yeah, they must, you know, this girl must have found a tall guy to date. And
a tall boat.
Yeah, this girl named Brooke reached out to us and says that she had been spending the whole summer with her and two of her girlfriends on this guy's boat. And then as soon as she makes her relationship Facebook official, next thing you know... Oh, this guy only has room for her friends in the boat.
The scissors come out, snip, snip.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brooke.
You say this is sensible.
I do, yeah. I'm
shocked.
A little sensible.
I'm shocked by this.
It's a dog-eat-dog world when it goes.
I mean, it's his boat, it's his decision, but that doesn't make it any less savage.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, get the text in, Club PXY, safe text line at 69822, or give us a call at 222-9800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.